You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, today I've got a news story that really follows on from what I was talking about yesterday about the rather concerning propaganda, Satanist propaganda, that seems to be being put out by children and being put out by intelligence operatives. A government propaganda unit has been secretly working to dismantle a British neo-Nazi network linked to murders and extremist plots around the world, the Mail on Sunday can reveal. Undercover agents from the Security Services Research, Information and Communications Unit, RICU, have been ordered to infiltrate the far-right Order of Nine Angles movement. Now, why would they be told to infiltrate them? This is a government propaganda unit. Why would a government propaganda unit be ordered to infiltrate a far-right extremist movement? Wouldn't you expect intelligence operatives to infiltrate it with a view to arresting these people if they have broken the law? What they appear to be doing here is sending people in there that make propaganda. I mean, are these memes that are being seeded amongst this group and elsewhere? Are they all originating with this government propaganda unit? And that could be what is going on. We have an article from Eric Stryker at his National Justice website, which I must say is a very good website. He does a lot of good work there, digs up a lot of very original content that you won't find elsewhere, or at least you'll find it there first. And he is linking this with some recently leaked files. He says, internal files of the National Counterterrorism Center and the FBI recently leaked to Yahoo News reveal a nefarious scheme to utilize Satanism in dissident groups as a means to demoralize activists, splinter groups, and cause individuals to disengage. The document, titled The Order of Nine Angles Playing Influential Role Among Some RMVEs, and that means Racially Motivated Violent Extremists, claims the Siege Network, accelerationist fans of James Mason's book Siege, on Telegram, is a hub of Satanists belonging to a secret society called the Order of Nine Angles. Now, I would guess that most of the people that are belonging to that are children that really don't know any better. Because once you get a little bit more mature, you can see that this is just childish nonsense. And it's intended to appeal to children that really don't know very much about the world, that are disillusioned with what is going on, that fantasize about being the hero in their computer games or in their action movies, and don't realize that the world doesn't really work like that. Stryker says, according to the analysts, O9A can be used as a tool for causing divisions and de-radicalizing nationalists by morally repulsing them. And he has a quote from it. We assess that exposure to O9A's doctrines may increase internal conflict and loss of members among already fractious RMVE groups. Many RMVEs believe that groups espousing Satanist beliefs are ideologically impure and that their pro-Satanism members seek to destabilize the group. And that's something that I've been pointing out for years now. We all have at Radio Albion that people that are Satanists, that are promoting Satanist ideas, They're not nationalists. Satan is the opposite of everything that is natural. People fall for it because they think that Christianity is Jewish. They know that Satan is the enemy in Christianity, so they think that they should be following Satan. But in actual fact, you have a good God that is the creator of everything. And what is the worst way you can hurt the creator of everything? Well, you can destroy his creation by promoting miscegenation. And that is what the opposite of God does. That is what Satan is. It's the accuser, the aggressor, the person that we are against, everything that is anti-natural. And National Socialism particularly was based on Christian ideals. They talked about positive Christianity. And people that try to mix Satanism with National Socialism are really just saying that they don't know anything about National Socialism. All that they know comes from Hollywood, because Hollywood tries to promote this idea that the National Socialists were pagans, or they were Satanists. They were Christian. And this article that Stryker is referring to here, it doesn't openly say we are going to use this group to cause divisions. What it's actually talking about in the article is that the people that have left these groups because of this, people that have left a nationalist group because there are Satanists and extremists that have infiltrated, they are ripe for de-radicalizing, as they call it. They think they are the sort of people that they can target and get them to cease to have their loyalties to their own people group. But that doesn't mean that the state are not doing this, because what they have identified here is a way to cause arguments and to cause friction between nationalist groups. And they have stated that they want to disrupt nationalist organizations, and this is a prime way of doing it. I mean, it kills two birds with one stone, doesn't it? It disrupts the organization because people don't want to be associated with Satanism, and it also finds out who in the organization is capable of carrying out violent acts by tempting people to carry out these violent acts. So I think we can pretty say for certain that the government are actually doing this. And this is really sort of proof of it, that this article has been leaked, and it says that it is possible to do this. This is what we have noticed. If they have noticed this going on, then quite clearly they're going to be carrying it out, aren't they? He continues, American intelligence officials also appear to be closely monitoring right-wing internet squabbles and hoping to exploit them. The report concludes that O9A is a useful instrument for causing disengagement through private entities that it does not name. In addition, some RMVEs who have become disillusioned because of an RMVE group's promotion of O9A's violent extremist ideology may be candidates for interventions by non-law enforcement partners designed to facilitate their disengagement from terrorism-related activities. So what they mean there is organizations like Prevent, like we have here in Britain. This is why we need to keep an eye out for this stuff. And when you hear people promoting Satanism, promoting extremism, you need to talk them out of it, explain to them why it is wrong. If they're not going to be rational, then you should just kick them out of your group. Because if you have them in your group, then you also run the risk of you being associated with this sort of stuff. Now, another side to this is Hope Not Hate have been lobbying the government to get this group banned, this Order of the Nine Angles. And they really, they're microscopic. They don't really have any influence at all. I can't recall ever coming across anybody that actually mentioned them before, apart from reading Hope Not Hate, who have managed to exaggerate their influence to quite a high degree. And now it appears that with Hope Not Hate's exaggeration of it, I thought that what they were trying to do is try to get this group banned, because they're quite happy to get these tiny little chat room groups banned. They've got the Four Creek Division banned, Sonnenkrieg Division, whatever they are. And I mean, there's only a few people in a chat room, and they're usually children. They've managed to get them banned, and they were trying to get this group banned. But it looks like what's actually been going on is the intelligence services have been capitalizing on this and trying to seed these sort of memes in other groups, other nationalist groups. And of course, if these memes are seen there, then Hope Not Hate can say, well, look, this group is a subset. This group is a franchise of the Order of Nine Angles. They're using their material. Therefore, they think the same way as them. Therefore, they need to be banned. And we saw an example of this recently with an article that was on Mark Collette. And instead of putting a picture of Mark Collette there with a picture of patriotic alternative literature, they put a picture of Mark Collette there, and then they put a picture there from one of these banned groups to make it look to the public as if Mark was supporting this sort of stuff, which of course he doesn't. None of us do that are involved in patriotic alternative. But we need to keep an eye out for this sort of material being put anywhere that can be linked with us, because it will then be used to try and get us banned. And also this stuff is being put in there to cause friction within our groups, to disrupt our groups. I mean, just logically, why would you think Satanism is a good idea? And it's about doing the opposite of everything that is natural. Nationalism is based upon natural law. It's based upon hierarchies. It's based upon patriarchy. It's based upon our instincts and our intuition. And Satanism is the opposite of that. It's the opposite of the truth. And we are supposed to be about the truth. Some of the other things that you will see with this is that they really do like to promote this idea that Christianity is Jewish. I saw somebody the other day that was posting a Happy Merchant meme, and it was Jesus as the Happy Merchant. And I looked at that and I just thought, well, that's got to be the only time that a Jew would see the Happy Merchant meme and be pleased to see it. Because it's promoting exactly what they want to promote. They don't want us to investigate Christianity. They don't want us to be Christian. They view Christianity as a threat to them. And any way that they can get white people to be against genuine Christianity, they will go along with. The same as they will go along with and encourage the corruption of Christianity so that it promotes homosexuality, so that it promotes abortion. This is why the press promotes the Pope. And this goes back centuries. There was a circular letter that was actually sent out advising Jews to convert to Christianity so that they could then subvert the church from within. Christianity and the church has always been seen as an enemy by the Jews. And now we have people within nationalism that are effectively doing exactly what the Jews are encouraged to do in their Talmud. I mean, the Talmud tells them that they should be cursing Christianity. I think there's a curse they have to say of Christianity every day. They can't actually draw a cross symbol. They can't have a multiplication symbol in Israel. They say that Jesus is in hell burning in a vat of feces, I believe it is. All sorts of twisted stuff like that they have in their religious literature. And then we have people that are claiming to be nationalists that are effectively doing exactly the same thing. They don't know anything about the Talmud. They don't know anything about the Jewish religion. And to think that Satanism is going to be the way to go is just on a level with all of that. It's a deceit, and it's going to cause us harm. And these Satanists in this Order of the Nine Angles chat room, they're being used by this propaganda unit to seed those sort of memes in other nationalist groups to disrupt these other nationalist groups. So the Satanists have been working alongside with MI5. Well, not MI5, but this propaganda unit. And the whole point of this is, why wasn't it MI5 that was sent in there? Why did they send a propaganda unit in there? And the only answer can be because they're making use of this. They're trying to disrupt other chat rooms with this propaganda. And the way that they've been doing that is through these idiot Satanists. It is going to help with getting the groups banned. And it's going to identify these people as being the sort of people that could be encouraged to carry out a violent act, and then they can be added to the numbers of far-right terrorist plots that have been foiled. If you want to help white people then do something positive. And the first thing to really get to grips with is that if you want to help white people, that means all white people, they're all members of your extended family. That means the ones that are liberal as well as the ones that are right wing. It means the ones that have completely fallen for all the anti-white propaganda, they are just as much a part of our extended family as the people that agree with us. And a lot of this this satanic stuff, it says that everybody is sheeple, and those that aren't nationalists, they're not worth anything. It's the same mentality that you see with the Islamic terrorists, who don't care how many people they kill. They don't care if they kill people of their own. We see lots of Islamic terrorism that takes place in Islamic countries. And it's this same mentality that these Satanists, extremists have. You can look at Breivik, who went and killed a load of white teenagers because they had a different ideology to him. They were members of his extended family. Regardless of the ideology that they had, they were still members of his extended family. And because they were white, they will always have the ability to change their views. I haven't been a nationalist all my life. I used to be a complete hedonist. I didn't really used to know very much about politics at all. And nationalist thoughts never really entered my head. And there are lots of people like that. The majority of our movement today is made up of people that used to have different beliefs to the ones that they have now. And we are white people. We can turn over a new leaf. We can take a different path, and we have the ability within us to reject what we have followed before and follow something new when we discover that what we have been following before is a lie. And all white people have that ability. Nobody white should be written off, because it's like writing off a member of your own family. So this is one of the really pernicious things about this Satanism, about this extremist style of nationalism. And, I mean, it does appear that a lot of it is coming from these intelligence agents. That's what they seem to be saying here. Anyway, well, let's get back to the Daily Mail article that's on this now, talking about the government propaganda unit. Jonathan Hall, QC, the UK's independent reviewer of terrorism legislation, warned last week that the terrorist threat was increasingly coming from such ideologies that were spreading among young men through the internet. And he's talking about the so-called far-right terrorism here. But of course, the majority of what we have seen of the youngsters that have actually been charged with this, they've been charged for making memes. There was one lad last year that was charged for making a meme that depicted Prince Harry being executed. And it didn't mean that he was going to go out there and do anything like that. I mean, most of these people that have been arrested for this, that they say are terrorist plots that have been foiled, most of it has been just talk in chat rooms. It hasn't been actual plans to carry out violence at all. But of course, when they do get a charge and make it stick against somebody for putting a sticker up or for making a meme, then it gets added to the list of far-right terrorist plots that have been foiled. And this is how they can exaggerate this idea that there is a genuine far-right terror threat. I don't think there is a genuine far-right terror threat. I think what we have is a problem with our young people that are really disillusioned. And because the government have been told that there is a far-right terror threat by these advocacy groups from these other minorities, they have put their resources into this, and they're treating it in the same way as they treat other crimes. And it's encouraging more and more of it, because it's children basically that are being targeted with this that don't know any better. And they see these memes, they think they're funny, they think that it's just an image, it doesn't mean anything. They don't realise that they could get years in prison for using that image, and that they could be accused of plotting to carry it out. That's what's really going on here. And a lot of it is because they just feel so disillusioned. They get looked over at school. They see that the minority groups get given all the resources. They see that the minority groups can just accuse them of being racist, and that's it. They're going to be punished for that. They know that they're going to get looked over for jobs. They know that they can't get jobs in television. There'll be diversity quotas everywhere. When they look at the television, they see that black people are overrepresented by twice as much than their percentage in the population. And don't forget, a lot of the parts of Britain are still 99% white. And they look at the television and they see that 25% of everybody on there is black. 50% of everyone in the adverts is black. They can see that we are being displaced, and they look at this propaganda that they see on the internet, and it says there's no hope, there's no political hope, we have to rise up, we have to have a violent uprising, and someone says to them to read Siege, and instead of just laughing at that and thinking what a ridiculous meme from a couple of years back, they actually do, and they think, well, we've got to have a violent uprising, and then they can be encouraged to do something silly by the government, who are looking for people that are susceptible to this so they can identify them before they carry out a crime. And the actual logic of what they do here, I mean, it does hold up, doesn't it? You want to find the people that are susceptible to carrying out crimes such as terrorism, pedophilia, gangsters, drugs. You want to find the people that are susceptible to doing that and prevent them from doing it. And that's what they're doing here. They think there is a genuine terrorism threat, so they're trying to find the people that are susceptible to it. And we don't want the youngsters getting caught up in this. We have to keep an eye out for it as well and prevent this from happening. And as they say here, part of the reason why they could be doing this is because they know it will create friction in our groups and people in our groups will leave. Well, we don't want people to be leaving from our groups. So if we see any sign of this, we need to do what we can to stop it. New MI5 chief Ken McCallum recently said that 30% of major late-stage terror plots that had been thwarted by the security services since 2017 were linked to far-right extremism, while Scotland Yard Assistant Commissioner Neil Basu said 10 of the 12 under-18s arrested for terrorism in 2019 were inspired by far-right ideology. And I don't know what number of that was to do with stickers and memes, but I dare say it was quite a lot of it, because I try to follow all these news stories that talk about alleged terrorist acts by people with far-right sympathies, and none of them are actual acts that have taken place. We have one killing of an MP by somebody that the government have told us was far right, but there was no link that he had to any far right groups. There was no link that he had to anybody on Telegram or any the nationalist internet sites. There was no link that was found there. And we also had the Welsh guy that got a van and drove to London and ran a Muslim over and then got about 40 years for that. And the press told us that he was encouraged to do this by Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson got the actual court transcripts, and there was no mention of Tommy Robinson in the court transcripts. And in actual fact, the guy was just a follower of Tommy Robinson's Twitter feed. He had no link to Telegram groups, no link to any of these groups. There's nothing to actually say that these groups are responsible for an increase in terrorism. What we do have is the government trying to identify these people before they do it, and in doing so, they are encouraging this extremist type of propaganda to be put about. I mean, one way that they could deal with this in a sensible fashion would be to support groups which don't support the extremist ideology. Why don't they support groups like Patriotic Alternative? Support Patriotic Alternative while at the same time try and find these other groups that support extremist ideology and try to find the ones that are capable of carrying out these terrorist acts and at the same time encourage a nationalist organisation that is not extremist. I mean, that would be the best way of dealing with this, but of course they don't, because these left-wing advocacy groups like Hope Not Hate, they try to link groups like Patriotic Alternative with these extremists, as I pointed out earlier with this article that tried to do that with Mark. Whitehall sources said the RICU operation was set up to build a case for banning ONA, which is considered by some to be the most extreme far-right network in the world. Again, why would you have a propaganda organisation infiltrating this group to build up a case for banning them. That just doesn't make sense, does it? You would have a propaganda group infiltrating this group to see what their propaganda is so that you could then use it yourself. If they wanted to infiltrate this group to get evidence so that they could then get them banned, they would just be using a normal intelligence operatives. Established in Britain in the 1960s, a leaked report from the US National Counterterrorism Center last month said ONA was suspected of exacerbating conflicts among racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists. So they seem to be saying here that report that I was talking about earlier, it's because of the conflicts between the extremists. That's why the police are going in there. Really? The police are concerned that we're having fallings out in our nationalist groups because some people are promoting Satanism? That's not what it is. That's not the reason why the police are interested in this. 2 years ago, a 16-year-old boy became the youngest person in the UK to be convicted of plotting a terror attack that prosecutors said was partly inspired by ONA. And I think this was a young lad who had written a story where he planned some attack and he was autistic. Whether he was actually going to carry out this attack or not, we don't know. He said that he wasn't going to carry it out. It looked like it was just a fantasy that he had written down. This is what I mean. These are children that have fantasies. They fantasize about being involved in action adventures, action hero adventures. And it's this tendency for imagination that is being used against them in this way. Nick Lowles, chief executive of the anti-extremism group Hope Not Hate, said, "In the online world, you earn your spurs by being more extreme. And there is nothing more extreme than ONA material." Well, not just in the online world, is it? When you're a teenager, you want to be the one that can drink the most. You want to be the one that can stay up the most, the one that can be best at football, the one that's going to be best at everything. So this idea of being extreme, it's like that with extreme sports, isn't it? When you're young, you want to be the most extreme. And unfortunately, this comes out in this way by, instead of people wanting to be the best nationalist and the person that everybody wants to know and the person that sets the best example, they think the idea is to be the one that pretends to be the most violent. So that, again, that's something else that needs to be discouraged. He says, "There is nothing more extreme than ONA material. What they have done is successfully utilize social media and the growth of extremist online forums to propagate ideas of terrorism, Nazism, and sexual violence." Well, hang on a minute. We're being told here that it's a 16-year-old boy. We heard about the Feuerkrieg division. That was a 12-year-old boy that was leading that. The others that have been involved in this have all been under the age of 20. Is Nick Lowell saying that they are absolute experts in propagating these ideas, and they're the reason that they've utilized social media to grow all of this? That doesn't make sense, does it? It's the infiltration by the intelligence services that has caused this, the growth of this stuff, because they know that it causes disruption between our groups. A source said Riku agents were infiltrating secret chat rooms, adding the dark web is no longer as dark as some terrorists and pedophiles believe. Far-right terrorism is a real threat, and this is an effort to dismantle it at its roots. I mean, most people reading that, if they don't think twice about this, they will think, well, these agents are infiltrating these rooms so that they can get evidence and charge these people. But that's not what is going on here. This is a propaganda group that is infiltrating these chat rooms, and the propaganda group seeds propaganda. So it's effectively admitting that it is the government that is promoting this stuff. That's probably why they haven't been banned yet. Hope Not Hate have been trying to get this Order of the Nine Angles banned for some years now, and the government refuses to do it. Well, that's the reason why, isn't it? It's the government's own propaganda unit that is promoting this stuff. A spokesman for the Home Office, which oversees Riku, said the government is taking a range of actions against groups that promote extreme right-wing views. A 37-year-old Briton and two Germans with suspected far-right links have been arrested in Spain following the seizure of explosives, 160 guns, and reportedly portraits of Hitler. Well, that was a 37-year-old, wasn't it? It wasn't a teenager, and we haven't been told that they had any links to to this group. And what is actually going on here is that there is propaganda that is being seeded in order to disrupt our organizations on the one hand, and on the other hand, so that screen grabs can be taken of this propaganda being used in our groups, and then they can ask for the organization to be banned and say, well, they're using this O9 AE propaganda. So all I can recommend really is people keep an eye out for it and ban people that are using it in your chat room, or talk to them about it and explain to them why it's not a good idea to be using it. And in actual fact, what they're doing is just the government's work for them. I mean, it may even be a government operative that you're talking to, but it could just as easily be an easily impressionable child. We need to do what we can to stop this anyway. Thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Jason Kearney, No White Guilt, live from the Trump rally. We will see you then. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.